Hey dudes, this is Michael, one of the co-hosts of Two Dudes in the Nest, the show you're about to listen to. If you are a first-time listener and you've picked one of these older episodes to listen to, maybe because it's one of your favorite games on the NES, I don't blame you. However, I just want to warn you that some of these episodes are 3, 4, maybe 5 years old. And this is before we got new audio equipment. This is really before we even knew what we were doing. But we want to leave them on the feed as long as we can because we want to have plenty of episodes for people to listen to. I just want to give a fair bit of warning before we get started. If you're an older listener and you're going back to listen to an episode again, you may hear something new because right before the episode starts here, we're going to have an advertisement, which is probably not what you heard the first time through. But now we started doing ads in our shows, so we're going to have an ad here. Anyways, I hope you enjoy. And if you do enjoy, please subscribe to the podcast and listen to as many episodes as you can. It always helps us out. And tell a friend too. That'd be nice. Enjoy the show.
Oh, I didn't see you there. Hi, I'm Rob McCallum, director of NES Club Nintendo Quest and host of GamerCast, and you're listening to Two Dudes and an S.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, dude? Woohoo!
Guess what?
What's up?
I won the lottery.
What? No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I won the lottery.
Awesome.
I am now a millionaire.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
you know what I did?
No. Just gave it all to me.
No. I invested it all in golden coins, and I built a swimming pool, and now I just swim in my money.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think? Huh?
So you have $1 million worth of gold coins in a swimming pool. And
And I just swim in it.
you mean you just lay on top of it? Because I can't imagine being able to swim in gold coins.
It's actually quite effective if you do the backstroke.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah, it's just like Scrooge McDuck always did.
Oh, in
you just do the
DuckTales, like in
yeah.
DuckTales.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you just do the backstroke, you're fine.
As in the game we're talking about this week?
Yeah. A lot of people have been looking forward to this one, especially me.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, this is one of the all-time faves. So.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. I know dude Sean is pretty excited. He was so excited that, and I want to give him a shout out real quick, that for our high score challenge this week, which we're extending beyond the show, so we won't announce any winners on the show today, he's actually going to give away the remake of the game. Like he's gonna buy whoever wins the high score challenge a whatever PlayStation Network or whatever you use code so that you can have the digital remake of DuckTales. So I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but I think what you mean by win, you mean whoever comes in second. Because have you seen his high score on there?
Yeah, that's true. He's got like a $1 billion high score.
Yeah, unless he's going to buy himself one, which may
No,
be.
yeah, it's whoever comes in second. So again, Sean with the high scoreboard just so they can show off.
Yeah, I saw that score, and there was actually what's funny is I was looking at because well, we'll get into this in the gameplay. There's three different endings, and so I was watching the different endings on YouTube just to see which ones because I'd never seen the two of them. I'd only ever seen one of them, and the one that had like the best ending where you clear with like over 10 billion points or 10 million points or money, their score wasn't even as good as Sean's.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So Sean's pretty good this game. Just pretty good.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Some history and stuff.
All right. Let's do some history.
You know what would be cool? How about Justin's historical tidbits and trivia? That would be cool.
Well, this game, obviously one of the more famous games for the NES, developed by Capcom, and some pretty famous names behind this game, like Keiji Inafune. How did we decide that this was pronounced?
I don't know for sure.
Inafune?
Kinjai Inafune, I believe is what it is.
Kinjai Inafune, which most of our listeners probably really remember that name from the game we talked about earlier, the famous Mega Man. And also produced by Takara Fujiwara, who was also involved in Mega Man. So you had basically the same guys that developed Mega Man that developed this game.
I look at those guys as kind of the Miyamoto and those type of people, but for Capcom. I mean, they're like Capcom's top dogs.
Yeah, and I had read somewhere, I think it was Fujiwara that had actually used Mario as kind of a motivation. And I thought that, and we'll get into this in the gameplay, but I thought some of the aspects of this game even kind of feels like Mega Man, especially the way Scrooge walks. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But anyway, so this game was a Capcom game developed in conjoint with Disney Interactive Studios, and this is one of the few games that we were talk about that actually was released in North America before it was released in Japan. So it was released in September of 1989 in North America, and in January 1990 in Japan. And of course, Europe gets thrown in there like 12 months later after Japan. One of the most successful games, sold approximately 1.67 million and 1.43 million copies worldwide, respectively. That's the NES and the Game Boy version. So the Game Boy version put them right over 3 million sold.
Wow.
And then Electronic Gaming Monthly praised the NES for its gameplay and colorful graphics. It was listed on Nintendo Power's Best Games for the NES at number 13 and number 10 on IGN's 100 Greatest. So, and we'll talk about whether that's high, low, or just right later on. Mm-hmm. But one interesting thing about it was one of the Disney producers, a lady by the name, it's either Darlene Lacey or Darlene Waddington. I'm not real sure which name is accurate, because I've read in two different resources those two different names. But she talked about the changes that were made to make it of more Disney quality to the game. And, of course, more family-friendly. Not unlike our show. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was changed, remember, you know, the ice cream cones that you get? Mm-hmm. Was originally hamburgers. And they changed it to ice cream cones. And her response in an interview was she doesn't really remember what the reason was. She thought it may have had something to do with Disney was looking for a more vegetarian option. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of lame, if you ask me. The coffins in the Transylvania stage originally had a cross on them, and then they forced them to replace it with RIP. And there was originally a part of the game where Scrooge could lose all of his money, and Disney nixed that, saying that that was un-Scrooge-like.
Yeah, although isn't that the point of the whole game, that he lost all his money at the beginning? I don't even remember the story exactly, because I didn't watch the story.
I think it means like when he's like, when you're playing the game and you're collecting money, mm-hmm. there was a way that you could lose all of that, and they decided to not put that in. One of the things that I thought
I was wrong, by the way. He didn't lose his money. He was just wanting these extra five... treasures, lost treasures in the world. That's what it was.
He's trying to beat out his rival, Flintheart Glomgold. Mm. But anyway, so let's see. There's something. One of the things that there's a few like just typos and like spelling punctuation problems in the game. And one of the things that she said was Disney kind of wanted to change those, but Capcom, the actual designers of the game, weren't really that concerned with punctuation, so they just kind of had to go with it. And they were trying to get the game out for Christmas, which it came out in September, so they just kind of went with it. And there's one part of the game where instead of Huey, Dewey, and Louie, they say Huey, Louie, and Louie, which I'm not real sure where that is, but...
That's a song, yeah. Actually. I think that's a song.
Oh, okay.
Louie.
Yeah. And, well, that's about it. I could probably ramble on with a little more, but I want to get on into the gameplay of this game, but,
That's a good idea, yeah.
Speaking of quests, here's Michael's quest to find the cart.
So, did you have this game, or did you go on a quest? I got a feeling you just had this game.
Yeah, I just had this game. And actually, I think I distinctly remember how I got it. Maybe not when exactly, but I'm pretty sure this was a gift from my grandfather for my birthday. So, like, 91, 92, Michael mm-hmm. got it for his birthday.
Yeah.
When did this game come out?
89. September 89, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, so I probably got it a couple years later for my birthday.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I've got a story about this game, and I've told it on the show before. I don't remember if I told it on the Christmas episode or another episode, but so this is a game that it was Christmas, probably 90, 91. I don't know if it would have been 89, but... So I had opened all my presents, and there was like paper and everything everywhere. We were picking up trash, throwing everything away, and like mixed in with all the trash was this game, just the cartridge in the little cartridge sleeve. And it was like one last little present that I found that almost got thrown away. So, yeah, that was awesome and became one of my favorite NES games. So,
spoilers for the gameplay discussion.
All right, so speaking of gameplay,
I think it's time we get to the game discussion.
Nice segue.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah. So you said you felt like this felt a lot like Mega Man. Explain.
Well, I don't know if the game itself felt like Mega Man because there's not really a lot of aspects. You don't really shoot anything or anything, but just the way, and this is almost kind of a weird comparison, but the way Scrooge looks in the game and the way he walks almost reminds me of the sprite of Mega Man.
Yeah, he's kind of squatty.
Yeah, he's squatty, and his legs kind of move the same. And so I didn't realize. Well, I mean, I knew they were both Capcom games, but I didn't kind of put two and two together that the same guys were doing this game that did Mega Man. And after that, I kind of started noticing. Yeah, this kind of does kind of feel a little moves a lot like it. It's not exactly like it, of course, but
right.
There's similarities.
Yeah. So I could kind of see it, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things I like about this game, going on the sprites, is the sprites are really detailed, and the colors of the game, and there's a lot of attention to detail in the backgrounds and everything.
Yeah, that was going to be my biggest thing about this game, is the attention to detail. There's so much care put into this game. Like, I wrote down just a few little things that I found that I just loved. As far as little details go, I thought I really like that when you're like, see, a lot of times you're bouncing and you're going up really high on the stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got a heads up display that shows your life and stuff up there. mm-hmm. when you get up into it, it disappears.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have to do that. You could just, they could either not let you go up there or it could be at the bottom or something. But yeah. I just thought that was really cool how it would disappear so you could see what was going on. I mean, that's just a little mm-hmm. something. Also, yeah. like the way that his top hat is animated.
Like, yeah.
When you uh-huh. when you duck, it flies off his head and lands back on his yeah. head. I thought
that was really cool. That is neat.
And this one's just, this next one that I wrote down is just adorable. Right before he does his golf swing with his cane, he wags his little tail. I thought that was just the coolest little thing.
I never even noticed that, but that's pretty yeah. cool. Yeah.
See, I mean, when you can golf swing things, right?
Yeah. But
whenever you line up the shot, he wags his tail. So
such a rich thing. Of course, Scrooge is gonna one of his powers is gonna be a golf swing.
Yeah, that's funny. And the other one I wrote down is just like in the snow level. If you try to pogo, you get stuck in the ground.
Yeah, that's one of mine. That was one thing I was going to bring up is the pogoing in the Himalayas, because you get stuck and he's like, stuck yeah. in it there for a minute.
Yeah, so. That's pretty funny. I mean, the levels are like super detailed too and very intricate. There's lots of secret places to go and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
This is a game that I grew up playing a lot, and I kind of watched a few speedruns like I mentioned earlier, and there's a lot of things that I never even knew were there. A couple of secrets, like in the Himalayas, that you could go back behind these walls. Like, if you go where the statue, the big totem pole guy is, you can jump up and you can go through that wall, and then there's like mm-hmm. a secret little place back there, and you can get treasures and stuff, and stuff like that I never even realized was there.
Yeah, I know. And like the Transylvania stage, there's mm-hmm. all kinds of walls you can walk through. Of course, some of them you're supposed mm-hmm. to walk through.
Right.
But they're just, I don't know, there's some of them you don't have to walk through and they're just there.
Yeah.
They're just, each level was just so well designed. I liked every single one of them. There wasn't one that I thought, I don't really like this one.
Yeah, I kind of think I was a little scared of Transylvania at first, because it's kind of
as an adult or as a child.
Both, more so as an adult. But I like when the detail when you kill the characters, and especially in the Transylvania stage, because like the mummies that are attached to the ball, if you hit them, they'll spin around and then they'll like become naked and fly off the screen, you know?
Yeah, I like that. That was really funny.
Because that's, you know, I mean, just the details of that. It's not, you don't just, you know, hit them and they fall off.
And you can hit the knights, the statues mm-hmm. or whatever, with your mm-hmm. golf swing and their head falls off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And if you hit the coffins, ghosts come out.
Yeah. Or you get a prize.
Or, yeah, sometimes you get a prize. And also sometimes you get a prize with the knights when you get to knock mm-hmm. their head off.
Yeah, and even like the stumps in the Amazon, if you hit those, sometimes you'll get a diamond. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of, I think, in order to get a score like Sean's, you're going to have to find a lot of these secrets, and you're going to mm-hmm. have to unearth a lot of these diamonds.
Mm-hmm. What was your go-to stage? First stage to go to.
I usually start with Transylvania, just because I found it to be the easiest.
I always started with Amazon, and I think it's just the first one you can select, but it's definitely not the easiest one. Transylvania is probably the one you should go to first.
Some people say go to the moon first. I'm not sure why that is.
Yeah, the moon's kind of difficult for me.
Moon was probably my most difficult stage.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's one part that I thought was really cool. One of my favorite parts was in the African mines when you're jumping in the carts, but the carts only go like 2 feet and you have to jump out and jump in another one. That was really a fun part of the game. It's kind of really difficult too.
Yeah, I like that. But it's not too difficult. It's not like a Donkey Kong Country mine cart level. It's just mm-hmm. just a little piece of the level with the mine carts. It's just, yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. I dig it.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got something.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about this.
That's okay. Yeah, I almost did too.
We can't forget about it.
No. Ta-da.
Ooh. Captain Commando?
Yeah. Captain Commando.
Sweet. A special message from from Captain Commando.
Yeah. It's this is part of the Captain Commando Challenge series.
Sweet.
All right, let's read the story, okay? Uncle Scrooge is a world-class millionaire and a lover of adventure. His goal this time is to obtain the 5 lost treasures that were scattered throughout the world. He is off on his adventure with the help of Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Webby. They will travel with him through the jungles of the Amazon, the snow-topped peaks of the Himalayas, the haunted house in Transylvania, the subterranean mines of Africa, and the surface of the moon. How many of the lost treasures will you be able to find?
See, I think only a rich person could make all of, to travel to all those places as well.
Yeah, and here's my thoughts on this story. He is a terrible uncle. He's taking his nieces and nephews on this wild journey where they keep getting kidnapped and hurt and all this stuff.
Yeah, whoever the parents are, they're not going to let...
Well, Donald Duck is the parent, right?
Right. He's not going to let Scrooge babysit anymore.
Well, and this is more of a weird thing about the show. It always kind of threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
Donald was supposedly their dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think. But they were always hanging out at Uncle Scrooge's house, which I can understand because he's rich and he's got all this cool stuff. But it almost seemed like he was the dad.
Yeah, Donald was
never
around.
And Donald was never there. He's just such an absent dad. He's an absent father.
There's a lot of Donald episode. There's like a lot of stuff, old stuff with Donald, with Huey, Dewey, and Louie. But then he just like pawns them off, I guess, to Uncle Scrooge because Uncle Scrooge has money.
And I may not be remembering this correctly about Donald and the really old cartoons with Huey, Dewey, and Louie and Donald, but didn't he like beat them and chase them around the house and stuff?
Donald?
Yeah, I feel like he did.
Probably did. maybe Donald's in jail.
Hey, yeah, maybe Child Protective Service came and took Donald away and gave him to Uncle Scrooge.
Maybe, because he kept chasing him around with frying pans and stuff. So.
Oh, boy.
All right.
That's funny. And another thing, Uncle Scrooge seems way older than Donald, too. He always seemed like he was Grandpa Scrooge to me.
Yeah,
when I was
that's
a kid.
Good point. Grandpa Scrooge. Yeah. Hmm.
And they don't have the same last name. They don't have the same last name. Scrooge and Duck.
Yeah.
Right, Donald Duck.
Well, no, it's Duck and McDuck. Because Scrooge's last name is McDuck.
So it's Scrooge McDuck. Yeah, that's right. But it's not Donald McDuck. It's just Donald Duck.
Right. It's Donald Duck and Scrooge McDuck.
Maybe when Scrooge became a millionaire, he said, well, I'm going to pay to have my last name changed from Duck to McDuck.
Yeah, McDuck sounds much more rich than Duck. Scrooge Duck.
Scrooge Duck just does not have the same ring to it.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's enough about the show. Well, you can, if you got something to say about the show, that's fine.
No, I was just going to say, if your name's Scrooge, do you have to be rich? And grumpy?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
There's only 2 Scrooges I know of. It's Scrooge McDuck and
Ebenezer.
Ebenezer Scrooge, that's right.
So, and they're both rich and grumpy.
And they also, every now and then, will show their heart, right?
Yeah, at the end of the game.
Yeah. Okay, so the cool thing about this game, there's Gizmo. Gizmo was always my favorite when I was a kid, watching the cartoon, by the way. Gizmo Dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always liked him. He kind of looked like a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, and that just opens up a whole other can of worms that we may get into whenever we cover Darkwing Duck on the podcast. But what's up with that?
Yeah.
That's a whole other character that just kind of comes out of nowhere. Has the same last name.
Right? Where is this family? What it is seems up with this family?
Seems unrelated, but has some of the characters from DuckTales in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways.
And also, I forgot to mention this in history, but a couple of the prototype cartridges got leaked out that didn't have all the changes. And Gizmo Duck was referred to as Robo Duck, which was apparently what he was called in Japan.
So. Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of what he is. Do you remember Bubba Duck? I don't remember Bubba Duck, by the way.
I do not remember Bubba Duck.
He's like a, I don't know, he looks like a caveman. A cave duck.
Yeah. Well, but I was thinking like maybe redneck cousin that lives in Louisiana or something.
Could be redneck duck.
Redneck duck,
but,
Bubba Duck.
But they decided that was too offensive, so they changed it to Bubba Duck.
Yeah. Well, it would be funny if it was just Redneck Duck. What about Launchpad? I like Launchpad.
Launchpad is always cool.
Yeah, in the game where he can give you a ride in his plane that's more like flies like a helicopter, which is interesting.
I think it's like a transformer. It converts.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What is that plane that's a military plane that's supposed to do that, but everybody says it's not really good? The Osprey or something? It can take off straight up.
Oh, the one that, yeah. I don't know what the name of it is. I know what you're talking about.
I think it's the Osprey.
It's got the jets that can turn down so that it hovers above the ground.
Yeah. Anyway...
Yeah, so game, back to the game. Mm-hmm. We talked about the details, the little details of the game, but I think just the graphics in general, like the colors and the just all the graphics of the game were just amazing.
Yeah, going back to Scrooge himself, if you look at like the detail of him, like there's a lot of just different colors in there. There's a yellow, you know, yellow beak, blue eyes. The black with the red band on the hat. Like, there's a lot of time that was spent in making that. So.
Yeah, and the NES color palette is notoriously small, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But somehow they were able to get so many different colors into this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of the things that the Darlene lady had spoke about with the hamburgers. She thought maybe that the sprites were too big for the hamburger, so they went to ice cream cones. I just don't think that that's probably true with the detail that you have in so many of the other things. I don't think it would have been graphical limitations to the hamburger.
I've seen plenty of hamburgers in games.
Yeah. Yeah. Burger Time.
Yep. Those are some big old burgers.
And it's centered around a hamburger lady.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you ever play the Game Boy version of this game?
I did not. Have you ever played it?
No, apparently it's just a direct port, but I never played it.
I'd be interested to try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have a Game Boy, though.
I've got a Game Boy, but I don't know if I'd ever be able to find this game.
Yeah.
The what about the sound and the music in this game?
Well, I love the sound. Especially the intro song, which is just the DuckTales theme, of course. Okay, I'll stop.
Wait, no, you that was the best part?
I can't remember now. Have gotten interrupted.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah. Okay.
Dun dun. Woo.
Oh yeah. Did you watch the show a lot as a kid?
Oh man, I watched it all the time. I think I probably saw every episode 10 times.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite shows as a kid. But that show and Tailspin always came on around the same time, and I hated Tailspin, but I watched DuckTales.
Yeah, I never watched Tailspin either.
I don't know what it was. I just didn't like Tailspin.
Well, it was competing against DuckTales, which you didn't like.
Yeah. Also like Darkwing Ducks. I think I just like ducks.
Mm-hmm. Ducks are pretty cool animals.
Mm, I like ducks.
I love going to feed ducks and having them eat out of your hand.
Yeah, but the first second you do, they will never leave you alone. So you got to kind of feed them at the end of the day. You know, it's right before you're going to leave. Because if you feed them early in the day, then they'll never leave you alone. Excuse me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and like if you go to a park where there's a lot of ducks, when they're at parks, they're really brazen. I mean, if you're trying to have like a picnic at a park and there's ducks there that are used to being fed, I mean, they'll just... I've had them actually jump on the table before. Yeah. It's like, yep. If you're not going to throw this down here for me, I'm just going to come up here and get it.
That's funny. Well, see, mm-hmm. ducks are actually a little bit nicer than their cousins, geese.
Oh, don't get me started on geese.
Yeah, I know. I won't. I just had to bring it up since we were bashing ducks for a moment. I wanted to just let everybody know that ducks are comparatively. Oh.
I love ducks. I think it'd be pretty cool to have a pet duck.
Yeah, ducks are pretty cool.
I wouldn't name it Donald. No. I'd go with either Scrooge or Darkwing.
Yeah, or just Mick.
Mick Duck?
Yeah.
Mick Duck.
Wait, just Mick. Hey, Mick.
Just Mick. Mick. Hey, Mick. What's his name? Mick Duck. I got a funny story about a goose, though.
Okay.
So geese are notorious, if we've got any listeners out there, for being on golf courses around here. I don't know why they just like, they find themselves on golf courses. Well, we were playing golf one day with a friend of ours that went by a nickname in college that I won't say.
Oh, is it D-bag?
Yeah. So he was, we were playing golf and he was like hitting the shot and there was a goose that I don't know why. I guess his ball was close to this goose's territory, and the goose wouldn't leave him alone while he's trying to hit a shot. He kept like squawking at him and trying to get near him and hissing. And next thing I know is like he turns around and he's like yelling at this goose, and this goose is hissing at him. It looks like for 10 seconds there's like an argument between him and a goose. It was hilarious.
Does sound pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
did he wag his tail? It was the goose's turn to hit the ball, right? He's going.
The goose probably wanted the ball.
Yeah, he probably thought it was food.
Yeah.
Stupid geese.
Geese, they're so annoying. And the worst thing about geese is their poop. Because it's not just like bird poop. It's like a turd mixed in with the bird poop.
It's pretty slimy. Yeah. Mm. We should probably stop talking about this. I haven't had breakfast yet. It's kind of grossing me out.
Well, I don't think the listeners came in to hear about geese and ducks.
Yeah. Well, they did come here to hear about ducks, not geese.
Yeah. All right. So, we talked about go-to level. What was your favorite level?
Probably Transylvania. I don't know. I just really like Transylvania.
Yeah.
I just like the detail in it. I like the layout. I like all the walking through walls and finding hidden stuff. It's probably my favorite.
I like the music in Transylvania. Too. Yeah. Well, I won't do it again. But yeah, I thought that the music in Transylvania was pretty good.
What was your favorite?
I really liked Amazon. I really liked Himalayas.
The Himalayas is good too. I like the Himalayas. Yeah. I like the fact that you fight the Yeti at the end.
Yeah. I would probably say Himalayas was probably my favorite. And the moon I really liked because of the music. The music was almost kind of sweet in the moon.
Yeah, it is.
It was like a ballad.
The moon is pretty famous for its music. Everybody everybody really likes the music for the moon.
Mm-hmm.
It's very soothing.
Like you said, it's like it's a ballad. It's a... If you were on the moon, that's the kind of music you'd be willing to listen to.
Just all the music in this game is just amazing. This is, you know, we always say, it's almost like a question that we're trying to implement on the show that we haven't fully implemented yet. It's, would you listen to this in a car ride or just while playing the game? Mm-hmm. Or do you turn the music, or do you have to turn it off while playing the game?
Mm-hmm.
You know? This one I would probably listen to in a car.
I would listen to this, yes. Outside of... As a matter of fact, when I was doing the Astanax episode, and I put the music in at the end, and I pulled up the YouTube video of Wee Guy. I just kept listening to it. I didn't even turn it off.
Nice. Instead of the Astanax
music. Yeah. You know, Astanax wasn't bad, but it's no DuckTales.
No, it's not. That's very true.
Yeah. So.
So I got one more question. I think we should cover here.
Okay.
Well, two more, I guess. One is, how much does this game go for?
Well,
and two, is it worth it to buy it?
Yeah. Well, I found it. The cheapest I found it was $11.99, averaged around $25.
Okay.
My opinion, I'd pay it. I'd pay it any day of the week. $25 for this game.
I would too. I think $25 is a very reasonable price for this game.
Now, DuckTales 2 seemed to be more expensive.
Yeah, it's quite a bit more expensive.
I've never even played it. I haven't either.
We can talk about that whenever that episode comes around.
I guess
I will say this too. Have you played the remastered version?
I have not.
I have, and it is a very, very faithful remake.
Is it really?
So if you're concerned about paying $25 for the original game,
mm-hmm.
and the remake's $15
mm-hmm.
To buy and download, then yeah, I would say that the remake is a reasonable investment versus this game. Would I rather have the NES version? Yes, I would probably rather have the NES version. And I would probably pay the extra $10 just to have the cartridge and have the NES version. But if you just want to play this game, mm-hmm. and you want to play a version of this game that's very faithful to it and pay $10 less, then
mm-hmm.
I would totally. The remake is definitely worth it as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I haven't played it, but I'm going to go.
You just trust me. Yeah. You just trust me that much.
Well, I have one more question about this game.
Okay.
So it was ranked 13 by Nintendo Power and 10 by IGN. What do you think? Too high, too low, just right?
Well, I'll tell you this. On going into this week before playing it again, because I haven't played it in years, I was thinking, I think it's overrated, you know? I kept thinking, before I actually started playing it for the show this week, I kept thinking, this game is overrated because everybody is always ranting and raving about it, and it can't be that good, because I remember playing it and remember liking it, but I thought, well, you know, I was a kid, I liked it a lot,
right?
But after playing it this week again, I definitely do not think people are overrating this game. It is it is top 10 probably NES games.
Yeah, I think once you get into top 10, it just becomes, the water just becomes muddy, I think, because you could make an argument for any in the top 10 being 1 through 10.
I would even say for the NES library, I would even say maybe top 20 or top 25 gets like that.
Yeah.
Because there's so many great games.
There's so many great games. So I'm not going to say that it's like too low or too high. It just belongs in that group of games.
Yeah, I would say
they're top. And I think, you know, people ask the question, what's your favorite? Like, you know, you can have a favorite. What's the best is a different argument. I don't know if you could ever make an argument for any one game being the best to me.
Yeah, I would agree with that too.
Yeah. So. Anyway.
Sweet. So tell me this. Did you come up with any trophies?
Gaze upon the mantle at the retrofitted trophies!
I did, and it was almost disappointing in myself as I sat down. I was trying to think of these trophies because I was like, I just felt like, man, I this is such a good game and one of my favorites. I didn't feel like I did them justice, but I did come up with 3.
Okay. I came up with 4, maybe 5.
Wait, I said 3, but I guess I forgot to write one down. I've only got 2 wrote down.
Oh.
If I think about it, I'll say.
Okay. Well, I'll start with my first one. It's if it floats, it's a witch. And that is beat the boss of Transylvania.
Nice, nice. I was trying to think of a good trophy for that one, but I love that one.
It's also a Monty Python reference for anybody who doesn't get it.
Yeah. My first one is 4, and that is use your golf swing to get a prize by either hitting a coffin or something or a object.
Yeah, or sometimes you can hit a rock into the air and hit something and knock it down, which is a cool gameplay mechanic, I thought.
Yeah. So we'll just say using your golf swing to do anything good.
Okay. All right. I've got this one. This next one is called A Prize in and of Itself, and that is defeat the Yeti, because the Yeti is a sacred beast that we may or may not exist.
Yeah. I wonder if Scrooge took him back and like said, here he is, killed him. My other one is, I feel bad about this, really. And that is kill 5 rabbits on the Himalayas.
Oh, yeah, they are just kind of jumping around in the snow.
Yeah.
And then some duck just comes by and pogos their head.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Evil, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got one. Donald would be impressed, and that is beat the game on hard.
Nice, nice.
And then when you're done, beat Huey, Dewey, and Louie with your golf swing. because as we said, Donald is a child abuser.
He's abusive. Yeah. Go ahead. I cannot think of the other one tonight.
Okay. All right. I've got one called. Where you collect 10 million, and that is King of the Ducks.
Nice.
Or King of the Ducks, I guess. I wanted to come up, all the bosses are pretty neat, and I want to come up with some cool ones for the bosses, but I can only come up with 2 cool ones for the bosses.
Yeah.
But I mean, surely the rat one, the moon rat, would be, you could come up with something for that, but I couldn't think of it.
Yeah. What's his name? Does he have a name?
The rat?
Yeah.
I don't think he has a name. Moon Rat. Okay.
Moon Rat.
Orkin Man.
Mm-hmm.
Orkin Man on the moon. Is Orkin, or are they just bugs? Or is they just general pest control?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's all I got.
Okay. Good trophies. Liked them.
Yeah. I was really proud of the witch one. If it floats, it's a witch. Because it's funny, because in Monty Python, they talk about weighing her against a duck.
Mm-hmm.
But in this game, she's a witch and a duck.
Yeah.
Anyways, you got a... What about a game rating?
We all got our opinions. What's yours? It's time for game rating.
Type of duck?
How do I rate this game? Have we done Type of Duck before? I feel like we have. We did it for Duck Hunt.
Oh, did we? Yeah. Well?
How about a millionaire or a billionaire? Like a really rich person.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, since I'll go first and I'll say, since this is one of my favorite NES games, I'm going to go with my favorite.
Your favorite rich person?
My favorite rich person. And that's because he's like probably one of the best innovators. I think we'll be one of the best innovators of our time, and that is Elon Musk.
Okay, I figured you was going to go with him.
Yeah.
Somehow. Maybe it's because we had a conversation yesterday on the Facebook about his batteries.
Which, side note on that, I don't think that those batteries are going to be the best thing ever, but I think that it's a step in the right direction, and I'm glad that somebody like that is taking it on.
Yeah, that's definitely it's a step in the right direction.
It's kind of like it's kind of like the battery powered car, where it's like the first ones are like they're okay, but they're not great, but it's a step in the right direction. That just shows that one day we'll probably have one that's like Teslas. Teslas are pretty incredible electric cars.
They are. Well, and the Teslas, Elon Musk is the Tesla guy. So
right.
I think, I don't know, the battery seems pretty cool to me. If for nothing else than a backup for when your power goes out.
Absolutely.
I think that would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I would trust my entire house without electricity from the electric utilities board or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and I think one day it will get there.
One day it could happen. Yeah. And they're fairly inexpensive too. That's what's killing. Yeah. That's what surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably have it installed and everything for less than $5,000 or $6,000.
I know. That's nice.
Anyways, yeah. I guess my rich person is going to be Vladimir Putin. I'm just kidding. He is like the fifth or sixth richest person in the world, though.
Yeah.
I'll go with I would like to say Bill Gates. I'll go with Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Because I think he's an innovator, even if some people call him a thief.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's an innovator like Elon Musk. And I think this game was very innovative. It's the only game that I can think of where you pogo on top of people's heads. Other than maybe games that came after it.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
So I think it's good.
You could also... Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to just say one thing you could all, another rich person that you bear this game to is probably Steve Jobs, because he was, I think, kind of a grumpy guy, and Scrooge is a grumpy guy.
That's funny. Yeah, he is. And he's an innovator too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. The other day, I can't remember when it was, a couple days ago, I heard something about Bill Gates and how, how he was being accused of being a thief and all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they said he may not be the best innovator in the world, like with coming up with the ideas, but he is mm-hmm. probably the best at knowing which ideas are the ones to use.
Yeah.
Like he will stop a meeting and say, stop, that's the idea right there. Run with that one.
Yeah.
And that'll be like the mouse or the, or the Windows operating system or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Anyways, got any feedback?
This is always the best part of the show. We call it D-Patter feedback or listener feedback. Let's go with D-Patter.
Ooh, yeah. So,
got a bunch up here.
We got quite a bit. So. Started off here with Jesse Benson, who said, this is one of my absolute favorite games of all time. Awesome gameplay, great music, and a fun storyline. This game rocks. Gabe Van Gilder says, I will probably get hate, but I never played this game in the new gen version. I want to get an exact copy of the original. Noticed it was on the Wii U and Xbox a few years ago. So yeah, Gabe, Mike would suggest going ahead and going with that.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Clayton South said, I enjoyed the DuckTales cartoon series that ran on TV, and this game felt like a perfect extension of the show. The game has innovative controls, Scrooge bouncing on his cane, fun and complex music, and great level design. Overall, it's a wonderfully positive and memorable game. It makes me happy whenever I play it. I'm speculating now, and I'd like to see what the dudes think, but I think the happiness factor in this game is what attracts most people to it. What do you guys think?
It is a very happy game, and the music makes me just feel good, you know?
I think so, yeah. I think there is a lot of feel-good to it. And plus, it's kind of just, you know, that... Because it's tied into such kind of a awesome show, too, there is a lot of...
Yeah.
Just makes
it's
you
bright,
happy.
It's bright and colorful. The mm-hmm. cartoon was amazing. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got all the gears working in the right direction.
I would agree with that, but with a caution saying that that's not the only reason. I think it's still just a great game. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's wondering what attracts people to the game.
Right.
Back in the day. I think it was probably the cartoon that mainly attracted people to the game.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think attracted people to it is... the coupon on it that says save up to $10 when you purchase Capcom video games.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. People like coupons.
Yeah. The coupon will get them every time. Joe Copel, who today, which not the day this podcast will get released, but today and the day that we're recording is his birthday.
Woo!
So happy birthday, Joe. And Joe says, this is one of my favorite NES titles. I love the remake and actually haven't picked up the cart because I have the remastered edition. The art, music, and gameplay are flawless. This is the definition of perfection on the NES. All right.
Glowing review from Joe.
Yeah. Jesse Benson came back and said, I've owned the original cart for years and play it often. However, I also have the remastered PS3 version. And it, too, is a masterpiece. Now I just wish the re-released gold NES version. He wished he had the re.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet. You know what happened is that when they released the remastered version, they remade another cart for that, and it was gold. They only gave it out to like the developers and stuff or something like that.
Yeah.
So it didn't get a release, but just in kind of in honor of the remake, they remade the cartridge in gold for the release. So that would be really cool to have.
Steve Nix said, Pogo Uber Alleys. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Zachary Richards says, DuckTales, a classic example of Capcom making licensed games that aren't terrible. Why couldn't other companies take notes? DuckTales is a superb game. It's a good point. A lot of times when Disney games kind of, or other games based on television or movies get thrown together, we've talked about that on past episodes where games just get thrown together to make a buck off something.
Yeah, I don't understand. Good. Capcom, yeah. I think Disney was always with Capcom, at least back in these days. So all the Disney games were good, and Capcom... Mm-hmm. Capcom did them right. I wonder if that was all Capcom, which obviously Capcom was able to do it because they're really good developers at the time, but I wonder if it was not part Disney for not wanting their games to be trash.
I think, well, see, the thing is that, again, going back to that Darlene Waddington or Lacey, whatever her last name is now, going back to her, the interview I read with her, she was talking about the early days, like when this game was being developed, which you're starting to develop it in 87, that Disney was really small and she was like the only quality person there. And by the time this game was released, the software division of Disney like grew exponentially. It was huge. And then I think they took a big role in like maybe not the developing, which was all Capcom, but the overseeing and making sure that everything was approved. And so I think Capcom wasn't just that Capcom would ever make a crappy game, but they also had somebody, a big giant software division of Disney that was kind of breathing down their neck too.
Right. Because all the Disney games are good, pretty much, except for maybe Little Mermaid. But even
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Okay, sorry. We'll cover that game next week for you.
Yeah. let's see, where were we? Michael Murdoch said, loved it, never beat it, though. Got close. Trevor Franklin said, one of the classics I never played. I'm surprised since my brother and I loved the Chip and Dale games, which were also Capcom cartoon-based games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it as far as feedback.
Really, so, I kind of expected more, but we did get a voicemail.
All right.
Let me see if it's not DuckTales related, but let me see if I can let's see if it'll play. Ready? Come on.
Hey, two dudes. I was just wondering if you guys. Do you guys play games a lot on a free time, and are you going to have an interview with your wife about your game? And...
Okay, I think he said, do we play a lot, and why don't we do an interview with our wives about our excessive gaming?
Well, that could be an idea for a future show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my wife would just, I don't know what she would say. She says, yes, you game too much in your free time, but you don't have any free time. So yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Okay. Yeah.
So. I do. I really don't. Justin and I both, neither one probably have a whole lot of free time.
Right.
Most all of my free time, as far as gaming goes, most all of my free time is spent either hanging out with my wife and family or gaming, and that gaming is usually all whatever game we're playing for this week, just because I don't have a lot of free time.
That would be me too. Yeah. So. Anyway. Right. So yeah, that was it for the feedback. So.
That's okay. It was good quality feedback.
Yeah. Sure.
It wasn't just your run of the mill. Yeah, I liked it. It was alright. It was I'm just kidding. I shouldn't have took that shot.
How dare you?
love the Genesis Gems. And all the other Retro Junkies shows as well.
Right.
Everybody should go check them out. Nick, speaking of, Nick and Rob from the Genesis Gems, they're will be coming to a cookout at my house this weekend, and Justin's bailing on us.
Yeah, He's pulling a car. This weekend is insane. Like, the amount of things that are going on this weekend. So, every year we go to this, people who aren't from East Tennessee won't know what this is, but there's this place in Pigeon Forge called Wilderness of the Smokies. Every year we go to that place, around this time,
since I announced that I was having a cookout, Justin said, "Let's go that week."
It's a friend of ours' church goes and does this, and so it's like they always invite us, and we always go. So, unfortunately, not going to make it to Michael's cookout this year.
That's fine. It's fine.
Which is unfortunate because Rob and Nick are going to be there. Or maybe it would have just turned into a Ness versus Genesis fight.
Yeah, it could just be a giant fight. And now it's just going to be them beating me up because I don't got any backup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So thanks for that.
Also this weekend, we got the Kentucky Derby. Mayweather, Pacquiao. Who you taking?
I'm pretty excited. I don't know. I want to take Pacquiao because I like him better, but I think Mayweather's probably going to get him.
I think Mayweather's Mayweather's too slick. He's too slick.
Yeah, he's taller and younger, too. I mean, height is a pretty big deal in boxing.
Yeah, I think that Pacquiao, I'd like to see Pacquiao beat him, but I think what's going to happen is Mayweather's just going to outbox him, and it's going to be a typical Mayweather fight where, he just outsmarts him the entire time. So,
I'd rather it be a nice, good fight, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Welcome to Boxing Cast at the end of Two Dudes in This. Two Dudes and a Boxer.
Yeah. You going to take the plunge and buy it?
No. I'm just going to have to hear about it.
Yeah. It's $100. So.
It's pretty expensive. Unless you get a group of people together, you're not probably buying it. Or maybe you're Scrooge McDuck and you can afford to just buy the fight.
Even a lot of the places that are showing it. Like, I think I saw Hooters or something was charging $20 cover.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I bet it costs a lot more for a place like Hooters to show it. Right. But they have to pay probably like $10, $20, $30 per person or something.
Yeah. And they probably get... what happens, I think, a lot of these fights, and I go watch the UFC fights a lot at like Buffalo Wild Wings, and I think... If you like look around, like there's a lot of tables that are eating and drinking and you know spending a good chunk of money, but some tables are just like five dudes drinking water, watching the fight. And
maybe that's what they should do if you're not drinking or eating. But then again,
you have to pay the cover.
Yeah, then you have to pay the cover. But then again, you think even if you do eat, you're still going to take up that table for like 4 hours instead of one.
That's what happens. People don't move. On fight nights. I mean, they get a table and they're locked in till the fight's over.
But if you're drinking, then that's fine because they're going to continue to make money off of you for alcohol.
Right, right.
But if you're not drinking, then you're just taking up their space.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, tell them where they can find us.
TwoDudesInANest.com, NestDudes.com, and I can always, let's see, NintendoDudes.com.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff. And
come join the Facebook group.
Yes. Join the fun. Yeah. Games are being played on there, like Guess the Game that Clayton South runs and does a very good job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Clayton. Dude Clayton, yeah, for that.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the high score challenges that Sean is running. Mm-hmm. He does a very good job at that. So come check those out. You won't be disappointed.
Yep.
And you can always call us.
Yeah. 775-773-8761. Or how else can they call us, Justin?
775-7-RETRO-1.
Yep.
And we also receive texts. So you can actually just text us if you want, right?
Yeah, you can text us at that number. And ask us a question or make a suggestion like, what was it, Damien that called us today? Like he mm-hmm. did. You can just it doesn't have to be related to the game. You can just ask us anything or make a suggestion, like an interview with our live show. That may be interesting.
Or even, we got two questions today. Clayton also asked us a question from the Facebook feedback. So yeah, ask us questions. We'll answer them on the show.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And we have Stitcher.
I was going to say, don't ask us questions on Google Hangouts because we'll probably just ignore it until the very end. Like that one person did that one time.
Almost.
So.
You can come in. Yeah. Hold on, Justin. Let's finish the last little bit in just a second. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're really choppy for some reason. I heard you say, "Can you hear me, Justin?"
You said, "I heard you can say you can hear us."
Okay, you know I got off your butt.
What? No.
She said, "Like an owl."
What is she wearing?
A raincoat.
Oh. Yeah. Is it raining there?
Maybe.
Because it's beautiful here.
It's either raining or Amber just wanted to put a raincoat on.
Oh. Huh. Of course, we live 2 hours away from each other, but...
Is it raining?
No, but it's wet and cold.
Oh.
It's too. Here you go, Justin.
This is interesting. Here we go, listeners. Let's watch this.
We're still alive.
This will be fun.
Can you see this?
It's like frozen. I can't see anything.
Okay.
It's
probably
late.
For the best. Probably for the best.
Yep. Okay.
I don't know. It was I don't know if it was because there was a lot going on, but like the screen kept freezing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, that's a nice little treat for the behind the scenes there.
Yeah, yeah.
Wiping my dog's behind.
Yeah. All right, so where were we? We were wrapping up.
iTunes and Stitcher. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher. And leave us a review, please. That would be awesome. Yes. We're almost at 100.
Sweet.
We're getting dangerously close to 100 reviews. So if somebody wants to write us a review and get us to 100, I'll tell you what. Get us to 100 and I will give away something. I don't know. I will pull a random game out of my collection and mail it to the 100th reviewer.
Awesome.
Yeah. Or no, I won't, not the 100th reviewer, but I'll pick a random reviewer out of the 100.
Okay.
And mail it to them, because I don't want to leave anybody out. So
yeah,
I will just pick a random game out of my collection and mail it to one of the 100 reviewers when we get to 100. So tell your friends to review us and get us to 100.
Yeah.
5 stars are preferred, but we'll deal with non-5 stars too.
Yeah. Awesome.
There was something else I wanted to say, but I got a little distracted.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
I don't know what you were going to say.
Could you practice the mind reading a little bit better?
I know.
We've been working on this for years, man, and you just constantly letting me down.
I know. All right, so till next week.
Here's the sounds for next week's game. I think it's another Patreon pick. Oh, that's what it was. If you want to support us on Patreon, go to www.patreon.com/NESDudes and you can donate there. We will be shipping out the first junk box.
Sweet.
Afforded on by our wonderful Patreon contributors, which they will get first preference, and then we will pick other active members after them. But we want to limit it. We want to limit it to like 12 people, maybe 15 max, because it's going to take like a week for each person to get it and get it turned around, sent to somebody else. So
yeah,
we don't want it taken all year, you know. And we've already got pretty much that number signed up. But if you support us on Patreon, any contribution, then you'll get a guaranteed a spot, because that's the Patreon donations are what we're using to afford the box, and this a lot of the stuff that goes in the box is bought out of the Patreon money.
Awesome.
Anyways, so now here's the music for the Patreon pick for next week.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.